Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Lisa Davis, Andrea Donsky is off today. What do you know about your supplements? Well, you need to know quite a bit, and here to shed light on this, on supplement safety, is a fantastic Ashley Koff, RD, who joins us twice a month. We love her. Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Well, jump right in, dear, because this segment goes fast, and there's a lot of information we need to know.
So, you know, I get asked all the time, what about those supplements? And there's recent information in the news that would make us even more concerned with this, especially in New York State, where the authorities really, you know, identified some big problems in all the places that we all shop, you know, whether it's the Walgreens, the Walmart, like nobody was exempt. And a lot, you know, as a result, people came to me and said, well, how do I know about supplement safety? And I said, well, there's one, the first thing that you have to consider is there's no supplement out there that can outdo a bad quality diet. So if you have any concerns about supplements or if you're turning to supplements, the first place you actually should be looking at is the quality of your diet. The second thing we need to know is that the best case scenario with a poor quality supplement is that it's just a waste of money. But the reality is that a lot of these supplements can have not the ingredient that's on the label, potentially. They could have the right ingredient, but then what else is in the supplement? That could be an issue. Or they could have the right ingredient, like the right nutrients, but the quality of that ingredient could be something that the body doesn't recognize. So let me give you a couple of examples.
Sure.
Do you have a choice? You could get calcium from your food. There are awesome foods that give you calcium. There are also supplemental forms like algae, where you're getting the whole food complex. Then you could also be putting concrete into your body. Now, your bones do not want to build bone from concrete. So even though that calcium is technically labeled as calcium, and it might even deliver the 500 milligrams that it says on the label, you don't want that. Now, let's say it's the right type of calcium in the right amount on the supplement. What you need to do is you need to go down another layer where it says other ingredients. Now, what if you see on there things that you would never consume in your diet? You know, artificial colors, artificial sweeteners, GMO-based ingredients, isolates of certain things. Then you have to turn around and say, wow, even though the ingredient that I'm getting is even the right type of nutrient for my body, the right quantity, I don't want those other things in my diet. And I think that's a really key place where I've spent the last 10 and a half years evaluating all the dietary supplements that are out there, looking for, you know, third-party verification that some of these ingredients are, you know, that the other ingredients are safe, and really actually battling within the industry to change the definition of quality to include not just the quality of the ingredient that's being promoted, but also the other ingredients. So,
well, you are a qualitarian.
I'm a qualitarian.
Right up your alley.
All of that, by the way, all that information is free on my Ashley Koff approved list if you're wondering about if your supplement is a better quality. I can't say it's perfect, and I can only say I've done my best investigations, but that can be helpful. Now, if I've just totally stressed you out that you're like into the supplement cupboard going, what can I take for stress? One of the things I want to do is try to make it a little bit easier. So the first thing is, there is an organization that does a nonprofit certification called GMP, and that's Good Manufacturing Practices. That's something that you can look for, that companies that are concerned about communicating the quality of their product and all of the ingredients, that's something that is a marker there. The other thing is you can shop your supplements the way you shop your food. So if you go through the grocery store and you say, or first of all, if you're purchasing your food in the grocery store and then making it as opposed to buying it at a fast food restaurant, or most fast food restaurants, you're one step up. And second of all, if you're looking for, you know, whole foods, if you're looking, not necessarily the store, but you're looking for the whole food complex, you're also looking for organic, you're looking for non-GMO, these are things that you can look at for your dietary supplements. And I think that's very helpful. One of the other things I think is helpful is not looking for, I always think of that total cereal commercial, you know, where it had 100% of all of your nutrients in one bowl of cereal. You know, the thing is, we're meant to eat more than one bowl of cereal in the day. So one of the things to think about on that part is that you don't need that. What you need is something, we're looking for a foundation from our supplement. Now, there are some nutrients, whether it's a vitamin D or maybe if you're a vegan or vegetarian, a B12 or some of these other nutrients that we might not get in our daily food consumption. And those would be ones to target at 100% Sometimes they're even higher than 100% in the ones that won't accumulate in the body, and I'm comfortable with that part. But really think about your supplements as a part of your overall nutrition, and that's really important in places like, for example, if you consume foods, whether it's dairy or whether it's, you know, I love my broccoli leaves or nuts and seeds, and I'm getting calcium in other places, I need to think about the amount that I'm of calcium that I'm getting in my food as part of my overall amount. So I may not need as much in a supplement, and that's really important because too much calcium can really make it difficult for your body to get the natural balance it needs with calcium and magnesium. So sometimes I emphasize, actually very often, people taking supplemental magnesium where they're not getting as much of that in the diet and they're getting enough calcium. And then a final piece of caution to remember is that we're working hard to teach physicians about nutrition. We're working hard, or we're starting at the very early stages, to teach physicians about dietary supplements. They need to be informed about everything that you are putting into your body. And that's because there are nutrient interactions between medications and your supplements that could potentially be happening. I'll give you a quick example. I had a patient who was taking a fiber supplement because she was not regular. And you know how frustrated we can get when we're not regular. She actually was taking 6 times the dose that you could take. She's like, I just want this stuff to come out of me. But her fiber supplement had licorice root in there, and it actually threw her into high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And she went to see her physician, and her physician, not knowing that she was taking that fiber supplement, number one, sent her to me, which is great to evaluate the diet, but also put her on a high blood pressure medication. And it was only, and I'll tell you, I'm not the perfect one either, it was only after I told her, you know what, I think your diet, your lifestyle, everything else is fine. I think you're just, you probably need this medication. And then I asked her, which I always do, about her digestion, and she said, it's great now. You know, thankfully I'm taking this supplement. And I went and I looked up the supplement and I saw the licorice root there. So the really important thing is, you know, especially if you're doing something even as seemingly benign as like having some little dental work or, you know, getting some cosmetic surgery or anything like that, you definitely, I tell people to take a picture of the front of the bottle with the name and then the back with all of the ingredients. And I actually have you store it in a folder on your phone, so that if even if you had emergency care, somebody would be able to say, hey, is there, at least I can go look this up if I don't know, you know, if I don't know about it on that part. So
now, Ashley, in the last minute or so, are there any brands that you can just tell us quickly that we are better or safer?
Okay, so first of all, I've audited over 50,000. They're on my website. Anything on my website is going to be what I consider better quality. And then I work with companies on, you know, in a financial and in a development standpoint, very specifically companies like New Chapter Organics, Natural Vitality, Enzymedica, Brassica, which makes just the glucosinolate, the glucoraphanin, which is so good for detoxification. So I'm always clear to disclose those pieces, but I work with them because I really believe that we're looking at better quality. NatureAid for their symbiotics. So if you see my name associated with something on my site or on their site, you can believe it. I never would say just leave it on the internet. But you can also check out your supplement against my Ashley Koff approved list, which is not financially related.
Sure. Now give us your website again, Ashley.
Sure. It's ashleykoffrd.com.
You must study all the time. How do you have time for anything else? You're so knowledgeable.
This supplement space is so daunting, but because of how daunting it is, it just reminds me how much work we need to do in there. I mean, we could literally do one segment every single day on a different supplement ingredient and not get where we need to go. It's really tough. Yeah.
It really is. And I'd love to have, next time you're on, I'd love to talk about what supplements do we actually really are essential. You know, I take probiotics, I take fish oil, and I probably should take more, but that's all I take. But we'll get into that again because we're just about out of time. So, Ashley, thank you so much. I want to thank everyone for listening. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. So glad you're listening. Have a great day. Go to Ashley Koff, the website, because she knows her stuff, and stay well.